sewer lines or just unstopping a blocked drain? Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing. A new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Headley is your trusted source for quality metal buildings. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Well, hi there.
Hi, I'm Jenny, your new next-door neighbor.
I'm Jody. Come on in, have a cup of coffee, and meet my four kids and two dogs.
Wow, your house is beautiful. How in the world do you keep it so neat with all this activity?
I'll tell you my secret. Baby gates. And I use Southern Bell's cleaning service. They are easy to deal with. I love a small company. I've got their card in my purse. See? 546-0715. The kids love their Aunt Callan, and I'm their biggest fan on Facebook.
Southern Bell's Cleaning, a locally owned cleaning service that does cleaning the old-fashioned way. They're on time. They bring all of their own supplies, and they really know clean. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's Cleaning today. Full-service residential, commercial, post-construction cleanup, and vacant properties. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service. Call 546-0715 or on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman for my friends Pam and Roxanne, owners of Pet Partners, and they have solutions for your pet containment needs. And whether you need work on your old pet containment system or you need a new underground fence, give Pam and Roxanne a call at Pet Partners 365-5678. Pam and Roxanne at Pet Partners use no shortcuts. They install only the best wire, and they have customers with the same wire for 25 years to prove it. Pam and Roxanne over at Pet Partners, because Pet Partners has solutions. 365-5678.
While most of us will be planning the next big holiday meal, hundreds of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting asks you to join our holiday food drive to help feed those in need. Drop off non-perishable food items to Montgomery Eye Physicians in Montgomery or Prattville and help stuff our Sprinter van with food to be delivered to hungry families. Montgomery Eye Physicians, here to help you see life clearly. Visit our station website for more info. The Holiday Food Drive from Montgomery Eye and Blue Water Broadcasting.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
With the weight of a feather, it's torn to me. Then I knew it, and all the work that it took to get through.
Jack,
Baron,
hour number two underway.
Hour number one in the history books.
Yeah, hold on, let's get to the chorus here.
Everybody's reaction is changing you.
Aha!
Yeah,
a great song.
Yeah.
272-9228 is the number if you want to get in.
But if you don't want to get in, don't call.
Well, some people choose to exercise that option every day.
Yeah, I know. Most people do. I mean, apparently they do.
The White Stripes. That's a band that should have stayed together. They're phenomenal.
I don't even know who the hell they are.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Where'd they come from?
I don't know where they're from.
Are they English?
I've seen them live,
British?
Though. Do what?
Are they British?
I don't think so.
I like the band Fun.
I don't know where they're from. Fun is fun.
Fun is fun.
It's a fun little band. I'm gonna look up the White Stripes. I don't think they're British. Of course, they didn't do a lot of talking from the microphone, but they didn't. They sounded American, like
that
Midwestern, maybe Wisconsin, Minnesota.
Dude, did that
somewhere
woman
up
not
there
shave her armpits?
Oh, gross, Jack.
I'm looking. I pulled them up. I don't.
Well, don't be looking at.
Well, I mean, it.
She might have. It might have been a hipster moment.
She looks a little zoned out in the picture I'm looking at.
Rock duo formed in 1997 in Detroit, Michigan.
Okay.
The group
Motown.
Group consisted of Jack White and Meg White. So there you go.
Think they're husband and wife?
I think they were.
Or husband and wife?
Sister,
I get it.
Oh, I got it. I got it. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. This hour of the program, as it always is, brought to you by our good friend Kim Williams over at Alabama Home Mortgage.
567-4223.
567-4223 is our number. There is a difference in mortgage lenders. And you can also check her out online, ALAHomeMortgage.com. ALAHomeMortgage.com. You might think to yourself, self, this isn't the best week to call. It's a holiday week. To which I say, Bupkis, this is the perfect week to call.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little slow at work. I know it is. Wherever you are, it's a little slow. You guys have nothing but time on your hands, and nor does Kim, because it's a holiday week. So get in there early, get all your information while you're turkeying and whining and all that, whining, W-I-N-I-N-G. While you're doing all that, she will be finding you the best mortgage, the way to save money. 567-4223, NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender.
I have a question.
I have an answer. It might not be right, but it'll be an answer.
Everybody in the world knows how to spell mortgage. You notice that? And I have a theory of why everybody knows how to spell mortgage, even though it's spelled a little bit differently than it's pronounced.
Mortgage.
Yeah, mortgage.
You know what the mort means in mortgage?
Dead.
Dead. Because your mortgage is going to follow you till the day you die.
Is that why they say
that? Yeah.
No, you
no, that's not why. I don't know why.
All right, do you know why everybody knows how to spell mortgage?
Why?
The Monopoly game.
You are dead right. I bet you are exactly right.
Everybody played Monopoly. Everybody.
Same reason that everybody knows it's Reading, but spelled Reading.
Reading Railroad, yeah.
Yeah. How
about that? But see, down here we still say Reading.
You said Reading Railroad? It's Reading Railroad.
I know it's Reading, because it's Reading, Pennsylvania.
Right.
But when we were kids, we all called it
Reading. Why would you call it Reading
Railroad? Because it's spelled R-E-A-D-I-N-G.
You didn't have a map or something to look at? And take a geography class?
Nobody cared.
I care.
Well,
Register my care. It's here.
Okay.
Trust me.
Whatever.
Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. I will remind you, though, this is not Friday. This is a holiday week, and I'm a nicer guy on a holiday week than normal. It promises to be a big week here on the radio. But if you're going to call in, I want you to be topical. The things we've talked about today, China. What else are we talking about? Let me look at my...
Trump's tweets.
China. Charles Manson. AC/DC. I'm about to get into a history lesson on international warfare. Aha, he hung up. I knew it.
It was
2-0.
It was Ferris.
A scumbag that keeps calling from New York trying to get in about a topic we haven't yet covered today.
And we're going to take a moratorium today on that topic.
Yeah, that topic. All right, I want to give you a little history lesson here. It's 10 o'clock. It's not 11. People don't like when I get cap and gown during the 11 o'clock hour. And 9 is just too early. So 10 is the perfect time to go over something like this. I want to take you guys back in time. Get in your DeLoreans. Go 88 miles an hour with me. Let your flux capacitor be infused with 1.21 gigawatts of electricity. A bolt of lightning, if you will. Let Doc Brown get you there, however you're going to get there. But we're going to go all the way back in time to the 1940s. Back between about today. You know, today is the anniversary of the start of the Nuremberg trials, November 20th, 1945. Have you read that anywhere?
No.
You should have. If I was in control of the news, I would. And I am in control of the news on this program, and I have mentioned it today. 20th November, 1945, anniversary of the Nuremberg trials. What principles were established during the Nuremberg trials that are applicable today? Because there's a fake news story running around right now that if anyone on earth in these journalism schools, if they forced them to take 5 minutes of history, they could alleviate so many problems. But after World War II, transfer of Germany under the after effects went to the Allied forces. So we basically controlled Germany. And what was Germany under Lebensraum? You know, I always like when you get people and you say, what's the difference between Manifest Destiny and Lebensraum? It's a tough question to answer. We, by virtue of being here, are entitled to everything to the Pacific Ocean. That was Manifest Destiny. In the 1840s. Lebensraum was the 1940s version. We, as a result of being here, say the Germans, have a right to everything to Russia and beyond. It didn't work out too well for them, though. We made a much better go of it. If you're going to do it, you got to do it right and you got to win. Because if you lose, you're going to be really smeared by history. But anyway, the question in the Nuremberg trials was, what is a legal order? What's a legal order versus an illegal order? Because a lot of the defense, I mean, there were lots of people tried. There were 24, 25 really big names tried on the Nuremberg trials. But there were a lot of people tried in these sort of post-World War II trials. And the question was, for those that don't read history and don't know, the question was, what was legal and illegal? Because how do you determine legality? For example, in Montgomery, Alabama, it is illegal to fire a weapon in the city limits. That is illegal. You go out in the county, it's not illegal. What's the difference? A geographical boundary. An arbitrary and capricious geographic boundary determines legality in Montgomery County. If you live in the county, you can fire a gun in your front yard. Legally. If you live in the city, you can't. And the only distinction, there's not a humanitarian distinction. There's not an internationally recognized distinction. The only distinction between what makes that act, firing a gun, legal or illegal, is an arbitrary and capricious geographical boundary drawn by people who aren't even alive anymore that we still continue to recognize. But the city limits that deter, lots of the city limits, some of them have moved in our lifetime, but most of the city limits in Montgomery were drawn long before we were alive. Yet we recognize that they kind of continue into perpetuity. And this was a question that was raised in the Nuremberg trials. How are we going to convict these people? I mean, they had some really high-end firepower going after these folks. The chief prosecutor was a guy named Robert H. Jackson. That name doesn't sound familiar to you. Again, go back and take civics again. He was the Supreme Court Chief Justice. Took leave from the Supreme Court to go prosecute Nazis. I mean, you had some really high-end firepower, basically British, French, Soviets, and Americans prosecuting and judging Germans in Germany. Nuremberg's in Germany. And the Germans had a pretty good, I think, sound legal defense, which was, we were German. We were Germany, or Almany, or Deutschland. We were German, and we were operating under the confines of German law. Yes, by arbitrary and capricious geographical boundaries fought for over 500 years of war, consolidated under Bismarck in the late 19th century, destroyed by Friedrich Wilhelm in the early part of the 20th century, and restored, they argued, by Adolf Hitler in the mid-20th century. And that was the bounds of Germany. Yes, we did it in Poland, but it was Germany. Yes, we did it in Czechoslovakia, but it was Germany. Yes, we did it in Austria, but it was Germany. Germany. And even the things that happened in Germany, actual German proper that the international world recognizes Germany prior to the advent of World War II, prior to Hitler, under the Weimar Republic, it was Germany. And under German law, what they were doing, the extermination of whole people, was legal. Not only was it legal, it was ordered from the top. And that was, I still think to this day, a pretty sound legal argument. If you don't want people to, like what's going on in North Korea right now. They routinely exterminate people, whole families. They lock you up in a gulag, a concentration camp, a work camp. But you know what? Under North Korean law, that's legal. That's legal. According to North Korea, that's how they carry out the law. In fact, we do things here in the United States that most people internationally would consider crime, namely the death penalty or even abortion after 12 weeks. Most of the world recognizes abortion the first 12 weeks. But from weeks 12 to 24, where in most states it's legal here in the United States, that's an atrocity. It's not legal in Britain, France, Germany, Italy in those time periods, Poland. Now, these are civilized countries, and they would look at us and say, how barbaric. Make your decision early or don't make it. The reason I bring all this up is, I'm not ready to get to the reason yet. The way they settled it under Nuremberg, they came up with a system, what they termed international law or natural law. And they said there are some things that are just inhumane and illegal by virtue of your own humanity. You cannot conduct yourselves in particular ways. And if you are following an order that you know violates this international natural law, this this nature of humanity. If you're following an order you know violates natural law, then you are guilty of following that. You're guilty of carrying it out. You should have said no, even if it cost you your life. Because it's going to cost you your life if you carry it out and we catch you later. We're going to hang you, as they did at Nuremberg. They hanged a lot of those people. That was the endearing lesson from Nuremberg. That it doesn't matter what your military commanders tell you to do. It doesn't matter what your chancellor tells you to do. It doesn't matter what your president tells you to do. If it's illegal under natural law now, then you can't do it. Now, since then, we've undergone a sort of enlightenment, if you will, in the world. And natural law is being poo-pooed all over the place. People don't like natural law anymore. Primarily because natural law leads you to certain answers that the left and globalists don't want you to have. They don't want you to come up to the same answers. But just pause there. I'm going to take a break. When we get back, I'm going to explain how this context is completely lost on the media today. Because they make a scandal. They are currently making a scandal. I've seen it about 15 different news sites. I look at a lot of news sites to get ready for the show. And I have seen this scandal, this proposed scandal that they're pushing in news site after news site after news site. And I can't for the life of me figure out why it's a scandal. Because the scandal is just a restatement of natural law and international law that came out of Nuremberg. But I'm afraid in the journalism schools, they're just busy pushing leftist indoctrination and they're not worried about teaching history.
I think you're right about that.
So we'll do the lesson here in a minute. So sit tight. It's 21 after.
River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here, and the holidays are right on top of us.
Yes, they are, Bubba. You know, holiday bacon is right around the corner. If you need pecans for your sweet potato pie or your dressing, cranberries, we've got them at Tucker Pecan. Or if you just need something to snack on, we've got those, and they're all new crop, fresh, off-the-tree harvested pecans. We've got those in stock. And you know what? If you don't need pecans right now, you just want to start doing your Christmas shopping early, come on down to Tucker Pecan. Start picking out your Christmas gifts. We've got all kinds of great items. We've got jewelry, purses, ornaments. We've got all kinds of great local foods. You come on down to Tucker Pecan. We will get it wrapped up and get it ready for Christmas. And you know what? If you want to do your Christmas shopping for your clients and customers and send them candy and pecans, things like that, to show them how much you appreciate their business, all you got to do is call us or email us a list, and we will take care of the rest at Tucker Pecan Company.
Tell them where you are located.
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort, with another good reason to call United.
United's trained service techs are qualified to service and repair any and all name brands and will find the problem and fix it right the first time.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United hires and maintains a professional, prompt, and courteous service team who take care of thousands of families in the River Region every year.
No matter if you have a gas, electric, or heat pump system, call for a fall tune-up to make sure your heater is working safely and properly.
What if you need plumbing service from from all your holiday company or electrical service from overloading your breaker box to too many decorations.
Clogged and slow drain pipes and breakers that keep tripping, United can handle that too.
For the number one heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Perfect song to the media, Jay. Good choice.
Yes, sir.
Daryl Hall and John Oates.
A great twosome.
Who never, ever released an album
called Hall and Oates.
Under the name Hall and Oates. Never once. It was always Daryl Hall and John Oates. You will never go in and find a Hall and Oates album. You just won't find one.
You'll find a Daryl Hall and John Oates.
That's exactly right.
You know, Daryl Hall has a live from Daryl's house that comes on
like a reality show.
No, he sings. Like, he had Todd Rundgren on there and they reverse roles. Daryl Hall sang not Hello It's Me, but it was another one. Can We Still Be Friends?
Yeah,
which is a great we ought to cue it up.
Yeah, we'll play it
for some time.
Yeah,
like today maybe.
Yeah, well, maybe,
but
we'll
maybe
today.
You could turn this up for just a second.
Too soft in the background.
That's the media, out of touch.
They're totally out of touch. Excellent call on the song, Jack. Excellent call. Here's why I bring up the Nuremberg trials. And for those who weren't listening last segment, the media obviously knows nothing about what happened during the Nuremberg trials and the main principle that came out of the Nuremberg trials, which was you can be prosecuted for doing things that were perfectly legal under your system of government. You could be prosecuted for carrying out orders from your superiors, including the chief superior, the president or the chancellor or whatever you call him, the king. If you carry out an atrocity in his behalf, on his name or her name, and you lose the war, you will be prosecuted. You should have declined that order and escaped or done something, whatever it is. And here's why I mention that. The Associated Press is the story I'm reading for, but I've seen this story everywhere. And I'm seeing lefties like, oh, I told you Trump's a nutcase. He's totally nuts. You should see this Trumpster. He's orange, by the way. That's original. We'll call him Drumpf. Oh, that's original. Oh, yeah, we'll get him on Drumpf. He appears on Faux News. Oh, that's so original. Lefties have no original thoughts in their brain. It's a mental disorder. Here's a headline from the Associated Press. U.S. General says illegal neutral... Let me start over.
Easy for you to say.
U.S. General says illegal nuclear launch order can be refused. This is the AP story. Dateline, I don't know why, from Halifax, Nova Scotia. The top officer at the U.S. Strategic Command said Saturday an order from President Donald Trump or any of his successors to launch nuclear weapons can be refused if that order is determined to be illegal. Told a panel at the Halifax International Security Forum on Saturday that he and Trump have had conversations about such a scenario and that he would tell Trump he wouldn't carry out an illegal strike. Here's his quote. If it's illegal, guess what's going to happen? I'm going to say, Mr. President, that's illegal. And guess what he's going to do? He's going to say, what would be legal? And we'll come up with options with a mix of capabilities to respond to whatever the situation is, and that's the way it works.
So what do you think of that?
Well, the left is using this to say, see, even the military commanders don't trust Trump. They're going to challenge him if he ever tries to launch a war.
No, it's procedure.
It is absolutely all this guy is doing is restating international law.
Right.
That you cannot carry out an illegal order.
Well, that's to keep despots from killing innocent people.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
So no wonder it's a well-known...
Yes, it's like the most well-known principle of international
doctrine,
law.
Whatever.
Yeah. The most well-known principle of international law. You cannot carry out an illegal order. It doesn't matter who ordered it.
I imagine every president has practiced that scenario, don't you think? yeah. have sat down with the commander and say, what are my legal limits? What are my...
Yeah. And my guess is he's already sat down and covered it.
Sure.
Of you know, all the hundreds of situations we can imagine happening.
Well, look what's looming in North Korea. Correct. I'm sure he has said, what can I do? What can I not do?
Right. What are the limits?
What would you support me on? What would you tell me I can't do?
But not because you're
Donald Trump.
Yeah, not because you're a particular person, but because it violates international law.
Right.
It violates natural law.
Well, any idiot should know that.
Well, they don't, because I'm watching lefty site after lefty site celebrating this guy as if he's pushing back on
Get
Trump.
On Trump.
It's unbelievable. And I just want to say, you guys...
Well, you threw that away, didn't you?
I did.
You
I didn't,
wadded it up.
I didn't even just... Normally, I just throw it in the trash can, but I actually wadded that one up.
You do that a lot for dramatic effect, I've noticed.
Well, sometimes...
You're kind of that way.
I could do that and just tear it up. And then throw
that
it
was
out.
A different story.
That was a different story. I didn't cover that one yet, but I did it for dramatic effect. But that's all that matters.
Hey, you got to go fish it out of number 13.
272-9228 is the telephone number if you want to get in. 272-9228. I've mentioned. Well, let me do this. I don't want to start another story on a short break.
Find some.
Well, I'm really geeking out about this Saudi Arabia stuff going on over there. It is the most fundamentally important story in America in the last, since 9/11. What's going on in Saudi Arabia right now is the most important news story in America
since
9/11.
Is it scary?
No, it's not scary at all.
That's what I...
It is why I say Donald Trump may be already one of the most successful presidents in American history. You have a top Saudi cleric... The Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia, not the Grand Mufti of Montgomery Radio, that's yours truly, the Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia, his name is, I'm going to have to learn Arabic if we're going to cover
He
this
has
news.
A trusty sidekick called Handsome Fayyad. I tickle myself.
Hampson Fayyad Salman. The Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia, his name is Abdulaziz Al-Sheikh. He issued a surprising ruling. I want you guys to listen to this. What he said, saying that fighting against Israel. Now, this is Saudi Arabia's Grand Mufti, the supreme cleric of
the
Saudi
head
Arabia.
Honcho, the Grand Poobah.
The Grand Mufti, so yeah. to speak. He issued a ruling, a religious ruling, saying that fighting against Israel was inappropriate and labeling Hamas a terrorist organization. The Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia issued the ruling while answering a question on a television program regarding the Palestinian riots surrounding the Temple Mount in July. Israel's communication minister, Ayub Kara, welcomed the unexpected decision and invited the Mufti to visit with Israel. Here's his statement. We congratulate Abdulaziz Al-Sheikh, the Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia, as well as the head of Ulema for his fatwa forbidding the fight against Jews and forbidding Muslims to kill them. They will be welcomed with a high level of respect. Jack, what's the unattainable goal for every U.S. administration?
Peace in the Middle East.
Peace in the Middle East. Peace in the Middle East is the unattainable goal for every... Going back to Carter. Or maybe before.
Probably before Nixon, actually.
Did he try peace in the Middle East?
I don't know if he... I don't know. I know we had the Camp David Accords with Carter.
I think that was the first real run.
Yeah.
With an American president saying, I'm going to fix this problem.
And poor old... What's his name? Anwar Sadat got murdered on the viewing stand. And you know, there's a Montgomery in there, too. General Taylor Hardin from Montgomery.
But this doesn't happen if Hillary Clinton gets elected.
No.
This is the direct result of Donald J. Trump, President of the United States, God Emperor of the United States.
And let me tell you something. We've not really had a very good relationship with the Saudis since we went over there and saved their ass a few years ago.
Yeah.
When the first Bush was president. So this is kind of welcome news that, you know, they're doing some things that are very important to America. And, you know, I like it. I mean, it's good.
Was it Can We Still Be Friends? Is that the Todd Rundgren song you wanted?
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure I had the right one pulled up. Couldn't remember. I only know three Todd Rundgren songs.
Can't be pulling it up.
I did. It's going to play, I promise. But anyway, this doesn't happen without Donald J. Trump. You now have a new duo, a new tandem.
Well, they got along great when he was over there, right? Am I right?
Yes. You know, when he stood in Saudi Arabia and had that whole Arabic summit going on, I mean, hundreds of people, hundreds of leaders from these different countries in there, and that's the one where he was saying, drive them out, drive these terrorists out, get rid of them. Be done with him. And he's gone over to Saudi Arabia. He's the art of the deal. He's the deal maker. And I think he's cutting a deal for peace in the Middle East. And he's going to use Saudi Arabia and all their trillions of dollars.
Oh, my God.
And Israel with their massive defense and will and resolve.
And toughness.
Yeah. And he's going to force the issue over there.
You know what I love? He's not labeling it. You know,
no, he's not even mentioned it.
Right.
He's not even mentioned it. Under promise, over deliver. Under budget, ahead of schedule. I'm telling you, guys, you cannot underestimate the transfer of power between King Solomon and his son, the 32-year-old, and you can't underestimate how big of a deal it was that they rounded up those dozens of business leaders and military leaders and even Saudi royal family members. And took $800 billion from them. $800 billion they took away from them. That money had been used to finance terror for the last 30 or 40 years. And he's shutting it down. Trump is shutting it down. I'm telling you, it's going to be a better world. A much better world.
And we can still be friends.
We'll be back.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
In a hurry, no time to cook, or short on time for lunch? No problem. Enjoy your favorite Nukes Eatery entrees without ever leaving your car. Order online at Nukes.com for curbside delivery. And when you place your order, just let them know you'd like curbside delivery and they'll bring the order right to your car. Nukes now has two specialty marked parking spots to pick up your Nukes favorites. Skip the line and order online. Nukes.com for curbside delivery. Located in Montgomery, Auburn, Opelika, and Dothan.
College football programs know the importance of recruiting. If they want to compete at the highest level, they need to bring on the best talent. People who have the skills and drive to be a success. The same is true in business. Recruiting is vital. And with ZipRecruiter, you'll have a smarter and simpler way to assemble your own winning team. With just one click, you can post your job to over 100 job boards. Then ZipRecruiter's matching technology identifies relevant talent fast. 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within 24 hours. And your ZipRecruiter dashboard helps keep everything in one place, so it's easy to review and rank the candidates with the best experience. You'll be building a powerhouse program in no time. Choose the smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter. Proud hiring partner of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
For your free trial, go to ZipRecruiter.com/GoBama. ZipRecruiter.com/GoBama. Once again, for a free trial, go to ZipRecruiter.com/GoBama.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, Riley Manning Painting.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. There's been a recent increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We
We have a cool November day underway and a nice holiday week forecast, really. Sunshine dominant today with a high temperature struggling to reach the 60-degree mark. Partly cloudy, not quite as cold tonight, low 43. Tomorrow, sun and cloud mix, a little warmer, 65 the high, mid-40s tomorrow night. Wednesday is Thanksgiving Eve. Look for a partly sunny day, should be dry, high 63. And on Thanksgiving, plenty of sunshine, high temperature in the lower 60s. Download our free weather app and stay on top of the weather changes all the time. It has 10-day forecasts, hourly forecasts, current conditions, and a lot more. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
There are many, many crazy things that will keep me loving you. And with your permission, may I list a few. The way you wear your hat.
20 minutes till the top of the hour.
The way you sit.
You know what? You'd have cussed me out for picking that song.
That is not true, Jack Campbell.
It's slow.
I played that other song you made me play a minute ago.
What? Can we still be friends?
Yeah.
Make you play it. I don't control anything. Well, I like the song. And like, say, Daryl Hall did a version of it with...
Well, it had to be better than that.
No.
I'm just kidding, Jay.
You're so rough on me.
I'm just kidding. Holy
mackerel. All you got, and we go way back.
That is true. 272-9228 is the telephone number if you want to get in. 272-9228. I will announce now over the radio. Well, no, I will not do that, actually. It's a bad idea. It'll violate our agreement. So I'm not going to do it.
I'm not going to say anything.
No, I almost said something and screwed up the whole day. I'm not going to say it again.
Was it about the interview?
I don't know. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. We know it's a holiday week, and you guys are looking forward to sort of a shortened work week. Most of you. I mean, obviously, first responders and medical professionals and all you don't get holidays. But a lot of you do. A lot of you do. We appreciate you tuning us in, even during a holiday week. Don't forget this hour of the program, as it is each and every day, brought to you in part by our good friend Kim Williams over at Alabama Home Mortgage. There is no better time than right now to call Alabama Home Mortgage. Partially because it's a short week. We know you're not quite as busy. And we know she has extra time on her hands because the banks will be closed and she'll have time to weed through some of the applications and find just the right program for you. So give Kim Williams a call, 567-4223. 567-4223. Her NMLS number is 1586368. She's an equal housing lender.
She'll be sitting there eating Skittles, looking at all those applications.
Why Skittles?
I don't know. I would think Kim was a Skittles kind of chick.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because
it's Skittles?
A lot of... Yeah, I do. A lot of variety. I like Spree better. You know, the ones...
Oh, the hard ones.
I like those.
Yeah. I'm not a big Skittles guy.
Well, they're okay.
I don't like that kind of candy. I'm more of a chocolate guy. If I'm going to eat candy, I want chocolate. Or Gobstoppers. I do like Gobstoppers.
I like Gobstoppers.
Gobstoppers is amazing candy.
Do you know how...
You know how many Gobstoppers I have in that bag right there?
Don't even tell me.
We could eat Gobstoppers from now on.
You've never offered not even one.
Keep talking.
You know,
I'll get you one.
I like...
Keep talking, Jack. Keep going.
I like...
Gobstoppers.
Hey, well, if you let me say what I used to like. I used to like Fireballs. Yeah. Remember Fireballs?
I got you a 3-pack here. It's got a red, a purple, and an orange.
Oh, that's great.
Don't eat it on air, though. They'll smack.
No, I won't. I won't eat them on air, as far as you know. you know what I'm saying?
I know.
Yeah. Anyway,
I
had something I was going to bring up.
Well, bring it up, Jay.
Well, now I can't remember. And it was, I don't know.
Cooter sent me a copy of some Gene Tracy. But he said, warning, some hard, numerous cursing, as well as not suitable for kids situations. So we'll just leave it off
air. We don't need to play it on air for sure, but he used to be funny. I was, when I was in school at Alabama... It was one of our formal, you know, we had a formal every year in February, and everybody would wear tux, and you would have it not in the fraternity house, but out at a facility. And one of the years we had it, it was at Tuscaloosa Country Club. Well, it had a reciprocation with Montgomery Country Club, so we all went out to dinner before the formal, and sitting at a table next to us was Jerry Clower, Oh, my God. And there were like eight people. Are you familiar with him?
The comedian?
Yeah.
I mean, I know who he is.
Oh, my God. He was so funny. He was telling all these stories. They were stories, not jokes. And I can't even remember them, but they were. I was like, man, this is like going to a concert and not having to pay. I mean, this guy was absolutely hilarious. He was from, I think, Yazoo City, Mississippi or somewhere like that. Anyway, somebody I know was on a plane with him and flew him. It may have been Jimmy Reynolds. I don't remember. But there's some great Jerry Clower stories. Anyway, just thought I'd throw that in.
Well, you did.
I did, and it didn't violate our agreement.
No, it didn't. We got a great agreement going. Randall.
Hey, fellas.
How about it?
Hey, well, Jay said, this shoot up him amongst us, one of us got to have some relief. I mean, that Jerry Clower, my dad, I grew up listening to him, and Godstoppers is number one candy in the... And it's kind of, I almost spit on myself when you said, do you like Skittles, Jack? No, it takes the rainbow, but Jack don't like Skittles.
Oh, Jack likes Skittles. I'm the one
that likes them. They're okay. I mean, I would eat them, but I don't seek them out.
You don't buy Skittles.
No, not
usually. If they're offered, you'll ingest.
Right.
Yeah. Well, how you like the sour ones? I mean, they... You're sour right. Skittles, all right. Go ahead.
The Skittles are the ones that have the little wrapper on them, right? And they're square.
Nope. Yeah.
No, that's
Starburst.
Not, no, Starburst. So,
yeah.
Skittles are the little round ones.
Yeah, they're the little bitty round ones. Yeah, they're different colors, yeah.
Gross. I've eaten Skittles. I don't want to...
But across the... On the east side of... Or Middle East over there, do you think... I mean, because see... I mean... You know, a year ago when I was looking into all that, when he was doing the visit and they were setting up the young, you know, the son was going to visit Israel and all that, and they're trying to get trade. What they're trying to do is get away from depending on gas is their thing. They want to start trade. And, I mean, it's going to be in the billions for us, I mean, I believe.
Oh, let me tell you, if Saudi Arabia does diversify and becomes more friendly with the West than they have been, which I think this new guy is kind of a reformer. Go back to, I can't think of his name right now. It's escaping me. I know his name. The guy who, Ataturk, the guy who modernized Turkey. He went in and basically said, fez caps are illegal. You're going to wear business suits when you go out in public. You're going to look good and normal. Stop with the facial hair. You know, just start looking Western. And he really modernized Turkey. Now, they've since been beset by some radicals who've kind of taken them back. But if Saudi Arabia has that kind of a moment with the amount of resources Saudi Arabia... I mean, Randall, I'm not kidding you. Trillions of dollars locked up in the royal family. Trillions of dollars. If they have a modernization... And the problem is the Bush family, the Clinton family, the Clinton crime family, these guys were all using Saudi Arabia as sort of a bribery mechanism, a pass-through entity to get what they wanted. But Trump, I really don't think cares about all that stuff. He has his billions, you know? And yeah, so I think he really just wants to use Saudi Arabia to modernize the Middle East, to stop terrorism, to unite with Israel, to unite with the United States, and get things under control.
Oh, yeah, there ain't no doubt that's what they're doing. And you think Trump taking some breath? Because, I can't think of the dude's name, and I could not find my notebook for nothing with all the names I got wrote down. But I'm following his uncle, the boy taking over uncle, you know, the one that's brother was supposed to take over.
Yeah.
I've been following him on Facebook. Now, you want to talk about some man taking some, you know, they love him. Now, they hate the one that was king over there right now. They saying that he's doing all Trump dirty work. I mean, they talking to him like a dog now. I mean, it's bad. I mean, you know, I know his son is taking over now, and that's what I'm saying. He is right in there with Israel. I mean, they love him to death over there. I mean, and he's been going back and forth, and they are modern. That's what I was getting at. They are modern. But my point I was going to ask is, what's that going to do to gas companies over here? Because gas is about to fall. You know, I think they're going to quit depending on gas as their money, so they're not going to, you know, gas prices is bound to drop when they start doing all this trading. Is that going to hurt our oil people over here? I mean, since they counting on, you know, $80 a barrel and it drops to 40, what does that look like in the future?
You know, I don't know. I do know this, as oil gets very expensive, remember a few years ago got over $100 a barrel and stayed there for a while? You had a lot of new technologies coming online, people trying to refine vegetable oils into gasoline and biodiesels and all those kinds of things. And then you had fracking that came on board. But then as oil prices come down, all those technologies become worthless. It's too expensive.
Yeah.
And so you end up with a median oil price that sort of bounces between about $35 and $70. Because if it gets below $35, they abandon all the... You know, back during the Bush administration, didn't it get down to like 12 or 15 or 18 bucks at one point per gallon, per barrel. I mean, really, just nothing. But then you abandon all those alternative sources. Everybody switches to oil. Then that puts a higher demand on oil than can be satisfied, which causes the price to go up, which causes people to invest in these alternative sources. So you'll always end up with the market driving it. Don't worry about the price of oil. It'll be fine. It'll survive. What we need right now is Saudi Arabia to modernize. We need, you know, they've been saying this forever. Islam needs a reformation. Well, they don't need a reformation. They just need to modernize. They need to become part of the world community.
Well, the people over there, though, the way they look at it, they saying that he's doing Rothschild's dirty work over there. I mean, they actually call him out. I mean, that family out, and they're saying that him and Trump are together. You know, they doing that dirty work, and that's the kind of grief he's catching over there. But that was a year ago. You know, I mean, this is for all this is done. You know, since Trump been going around shaking hands and kissing babies and making the world a better place. I mean, it may all be changing. Because, man, could you imagine? I can't even imagine how much stuff he. I mean, I don't think people realize. I mean, I know you do. How much stuff he has changed? Where we was actually headed? I mean, America was crumbling. I mean, right under us.
Thus, the allure of Make America Great Again. I mean, the entire MAGA movement was premised on the fact that not only did Randall and Barron and Jack realize America was in jeopardy. But so did the guy, so did the factory worker who didn't have a job in Erie, Pennsylvania. So did the guy in suburban Cleveland. So did the guy in suburban Detroit and suburban Milwaukee. Those guys all recognized it, too, after decades of voting Democrat reflexively. They all looked out one day and thought, holy.
Yeah, they broke that pattern.
Yeah, we need to give this guy a shot. I saw a cool map today that compared the 2012 precinct by precinct, red versus blue, and the 2016 precinct by precinct. I mean, it was like a red wash just washed over whole areas of the upper Midwest. People have finally realized that the people they've been voting for don't have their best interest at heart. They're globalists, they're corporatists, and they don't care about you or me.
Yeah, but if you flip over to some of them other channels, I mean, you'd almost think that, I mean, if you didn't watch nothing, if you didn't look it up yourself and you just watched, you know, mainstream TV or some national news, I mean, you would think that they're getting ready to tear them down, you know what I mean, still today. I mean, they act like on the news. I mean, even...
They have to, Randall. They have to. Because these guys are all about to go to prison. They have to. They have to. I got to run.
All right, bro. We'll see.
I don't think these people have backed off either. I'm sorry.
No.
But they're still Trump people. There may be a slight chink in the armor, but I think a lot of people are seeing through all of this.
Well, when 90% of the place is a swamp and you vow to drain it, 90% of them are going to train their guns on you. And that's what's going on. We'll be back 9 minutes until the 11 o'clock.
Why are we here and where do we go? And knock on me so hard. It's not always easy and sometimes life can be deceiving. I'll tell you one thing, it's always better when we're together. It's always better when we're together. Yeah, we'll look at them stars and we're together.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This is the moment we've been training for. This is why we got into this business in the first place. To give our customers the service and satisfaction they've only dreamt of. This is our iron bowl. And thanks to Thompson Cat, we've got the iron to succeed. We've got the excavators to dig deep, dozers to move dirt, and loaders to do the heavy lifting. This job site's not gonna know what hit it. You put in the practice. Now go out there and get the job done right.
Thompson Cat is a proud sponsor of Auburn and Alabama football. Good luck to both teams at the Iron Bowl. We're also proud to support Small Business Saturday. Check out the Thompson Cat Rental Store today and get the tools your small business needs. Choose from a full line of new and used equipment ready to rent, buy, or lease. Thompson Cat, we've got what it takes.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust SmileMakers. The doctors over at SmileMakers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At SmileMakers, you have options. options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Come celebrate the holidays with a fun and festive cruise on the Harriet 2. These cruises include holiday dinner, live entertainment, and cash bar. Cruising will be every Friday and Saturday beginning December 1st. Tickets are $48 for adults and $28 for children. Make memories with your family, friends, or coworkers this holiday season on the Harriet 2. For more information, go to funofmontgomery.com.
Nothing is more powerful than love when it's given away, which is why when you get a new Subaru during the Subaru Share the Love event, Subaru will donate $250 to its charity partners, Meals on Wheels, the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, or the National Park Foundation. We at Montgomery Subaru are matching a donation to a charity close to our hearts, the Montgomery Food Bank.
Subaru will donate $250 to purchaser or lessee selected national and hometown charities. See retailer or Subaru.com/share for details.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hello, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath, owner of The Herb Shop. I'm excited to announce our new radio show on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. I'll be interviewing leading researchers in nutrition, scientists, medical doctors, specialists in the holistic field who can answer your questions. Tune in Saturday mornings at 11 a.m.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Friday night, I'm going nowhere. All the lights are changing green to red. Turning over TV stations, situations running through my head.
5 minutes till the top of the hour.
Looking back, I love the song. You know it's clear that and you know that because I asked you to play it.
Yeah, you did. And it's a good song. Yeah. David Gray.
Yeah, he's done a lot of stuff. I love his voice. It's different.
Smoky. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Uh-huh. Like he just put out a pell-mell.
In his throat. Like he yeah. actually, that's what he used to dab it out.
Yeah, he didn't take that charcoal stuff.
Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. Have just a few minutes here approaching the top of the hour, and then we'll bend it into hour number three. It is Monday, Will Bending Day. This is the day when you get to exert your will on the force of the week, set the week up, and, you know, it's the day you get to set all the targets, break them, and win.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the best day of the week. You should never regret that it's Monday. You should never look at Monday and say, oh, gosh, it's Monday. I got a whole week ahead of me. You should look at it and say, it's Monday, and if I start the week out right, the rest of the week will be phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. I'll get stuff taken. You know, the number one thing that causes stress? Things that are undone, that are easy to do. I mean, you could knock out in 10 minutes, but it's sitting on your to-do list, and you got 20 of them. Well, just take some time on a Monday. Knock through it. You'll pull back that to-do list, and you'll feel like $1 million. That's Baron Coleman's word for the wise.
You know, we had more people who died that we didn't mention.
Are you serious?
Jana Novotná, the tennis great, the Czechoslovakian.
Jana Novotná, not Jana.
Well, Jana.
Jana Novotná.
Okay, thanks.
You didn't watch a lot of tennis back in the 80s and 90s, did you?
No. That old big old woman, Martina Navratilova, was... But anyway, she was only 49. And then also... Bobby Baker, who was a big player during the LBJ era, who was a bag man. He got in trouble for... He was like the Senate vote counter for LBJ. And he was involved in a scandal and kind of drummed out. He died at 89. I would have thought he was older than that. But anyway, those are some more folks who kicked the bucket over the weekend.
Jana Novotná won Wimbledon.
Yeah.
I don't remember what year it was. Mid-90s sometime? 96, 7, somewhere in there? Yeah. 8, maybe? She was a player. She was a force. I used to love watching. I still love watching tennis. If it's on, I'll watch it.
Texas trial lawyer in Austin, Steve Mostyn, who was a big Democrat fundraiser.
He dead too?
He was only 46.
Dead as a wedge.
Mm-hmm. Ruled the death suicide resulting from gunshot wound.
And a Democrat fundraiser?
Mm-hmm.
Did he know Hillary Clinton?
Well, he may as well have been in Alabama. It's hard to raise money for Democrats in Texas.
Who's this?
JD.
JD, you got a
JD, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are y'all doing?
Fine, thanks.
I was I called last week and I was talking to y'all about the music that y'all plays, and I wanted to let you know that we had a little bit of a 90s throwback and an 80s throwback Friday night. And I was thinking, man, if I had to play one song, you know, and dedicated to the Democratic Party, what would that be? And lo and behold, y'all inspired me. I reached back in the bag and I pulled out Frida. Something's going on.
There you go. You
know, we were talking about songs that people know, recognize, but forgot about. I said, you know what? Yeah, everybody knows there's something going on with that whole situation right there. They seem to keep digging off in their bag of tricks and pulling stuff out. You know, 40, 50, next thing you know, it'll be 200 years back. They'll be pulling stuff out on somebody.
Hey, I'm glad you're so encouraging. Please, please don't be a stranger. I like when people call and compliment us.
It's not often.
Y'all have a great show, and y'all point out a lot of topics that not a lot of people realize. But, hey, I enjoy listening to you guys.
Well, we enjoy your calls. Thank you.
Thank you, JD. We appreciate it.
Don't be a stranger. We'll be back in a few minutes. It's 11 o'clock.